भगवते वासुदेवाय So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 14th, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Text 14th. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam नारायणस्त्वं नहि सर्वदेहिनां आत्मस्य धीश अखिल लोकसाक्षी आत्मस्य धीश अखिल लोकसाक्षी नारायणंगं नरभूजलायनात् नारायणंगं नरभूजलायनात् तच्चापि सत्यं न तवैव माया तच्चापि सत्यं न तवैव माया Are you not the original Narayan, O Supreme Controller? Since you are the soul of every embodied being and the eternal witness of all created realms. Indeed, Lord Narayan is your expansion and he is called Narayan because he is a generating source of the primeval water of the universe. He is real, not a product of your illusory maya. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 30, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. This statement was spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna after the Lord defeated him by displaying his mystic powers. Brahma had tried to test Lord Krishna to see if he was really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a cowherd boy. Brahma stole all the other boys and their cows from the pasturing grounds. But when he returned to the pasture, he saw that all the boys and cows were still there, for Lord Krishna had created them all again. When Brahma saw this mystic power of Lord Krishna, he admitted defeat and offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the proprietor and seer of everything in the creation and as the super soul who is within each and every living entity and is dear to all. Lord Krishna is Narayan, the father of Brahma, because Lord Krishna's plenary expansion, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, after placing himself on the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. Mahavishnu in the causal ocean and Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, the super soul in everyone's heart, are also transcendental expansions of the Supreme Truth. In this commentary on this verse, Srila Sanatana Goswami has elaborately explained the expansion of the Vishnu or Narayan incarnations from the original form of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The essence is that although Lord Brahma was born from Lord Narayan, Brahma now understands that Narayan is himself a mere expansion of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. So here in this verse, we can see that Brahmaji, he is realizing the supreme position of the Lord. He is addressing Lord Krishna as the original Narayan, supreme controller. And he is in the mood of receiving the mercy of the Lord. Because he realized his grave mistake. He tried to steal the cowherd boys and cows of Lord Krishna. And it was just for a moment from his calculation. From one perspective, it could have been a very negligible act, a very insignificant thing, which Lord Krishna could have been easily overlook such thing that, oh, he did just for a moment, it's all right, I excuse him. And it was not such a big thing from one perspective, just few cowherd boys and cows. Krishna has so many millions of cows and friends. But actually we can see that how Krishna is showing wonderful example, wonderful lesson from this pastime, that how he is observing everything, he is witnessing all our activities, and nobody can cheat Krishna even for one moment. Even he may be Brahma, which is a very, very prestigious position in the entire universe. Such an exalted position he was given to create secondary, that was a secondary creation. He was given in charge of creating all different varieties of species, populate the universe. Such a big control. And sometimes some big person does something, sometimes it may be neglected, okay, it's all right. But sometimes that act is also taken seriously, depending upon the situation. And even in this mortal world, we see that people are having big positions and so much power. And sometimes they think that I am the controller. Now I can do anything. And they try to act presumptuously. And going beyond crossing the laws of certain place or certain codes of conduct at certain areas, and they are caught. And they are given a very, very severe punishment. They are not excused. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, it is said. Even in this mortal world, we can see that. But for Brahma, we can see that how Krishna could be so harsh or so hard towards him. that he is his disciple in one sense. The first living entity in this entire universe is given such a responsibility. He has already executed. Every day, that's his duty. From his calculation, every day he has to create, because create in the sense that there is partial annihilation, and after that again there is need for creation. So every day he is doing such a thankless task. But still, he did that mistake for one moment from his calculation. And earlier also we had seen that what was that one moment? It was technically, earlier it was mentioned that it was one truti, not even one moment. And I had mentioned earlier that 1 second is, if it is divided into something, 1876.5 parts, 1876.5 parts, 1 second is divided, then that one part is called as truti. So it's a very, very insignificant amount of time. And he also knew that he is playing with fire. Prabhupada explains in earlier purports that he knew that he is stealing Krishna's cows and friends. He was aware. It is not that by mistake it happened. He was completely aware. And even that one moment, how Krishna realized that he is doing this kind of mischief, and immediately expanded himself as a similar looking coward friends and cows, and they were behaving exactly as the original ones. And when Brahmaji returns back, then he sees everything as it is. Everything is going on. No change in Krishna's behavior or his friends and cows. They were doing exactly the same activities. There was no change at all. And he was expecting, Brahmaji was expecting that maybe when I come back, I will see Krishna's bewilderment. How Krishna gets bewildered, or he makes faces, is looking for his friends, searching. Because when he plays with his friends, eternal associates, with his friends he can reciprocate that kind of mellow, rasa. That when his friends, they play with him, sometimes Krishna gets defeated. He allows himself to get defeated. And they all enjoy, they laugh and joke. Sometimes they pat on Krishna's back. They steal Krishna's food. And like that, these activities are going on. And Krishna also sometimes, to enhance the rasas with his friends, he reciprocates in that way. And here Brahmaji was also expecting some kind of reaction from Krishna, that maybe I also want to enter into this pastime and so just see the fun. But it didn't happen like that. Krishna could immediately detect that there is some person who is trying to enter without permission. And immediately checked that. And when Brahmaji, he came back, he realized that it is not something small mistake he has done. He has done a big, big offense towards his own Supreme Lord, worshipable Lord. And now he is trying to please Lord Krishna by offering various prayers. And in this chapter, we can see that the entire chapter is almost dedicated for Brahmaji's prayers to Lord Krishna. And earlier two verses, we saw that Brahmaji is calling Supreme Lord as his mother. And he is begging forgiveness, just like a child performs some offense or mistake towards its mother. Then again, where the child will go? Child will again go back to its mother. And mother, being very merciful, she will forgive the child. So he is trying to again re-establish that kind of connection or relationship with the Supreme Lord. He is addressing Supreme Lord as his mother, so that he'll be forgiven. And in the previous verse also, like, immediately he is trying to correct himself, because he realized that Lord Krishna is the original personality of God. He's not even, Brahma is not even directly born from Lord Krishna. So he cannot even say that Krishna is my mother. He immediately understood that also. And now he is saying that, are you not the original Narayan, the supreme controller? And Krishna is, Narayan is your expansion. So he realized that from Lord Krishna comes Chaturvyuha, and then Narayan, and again secondary Chaturvyuha, and from them Narayan comes, and from that Narayan comes Mahavishnu, from whose pores a body, all the universes, they come out. As he exhales, all the universes, they come out from his body. And again he expands himself as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu in each and every universe. And when that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying on the Garbhodak ocean, from his lotus navel comes a lotus flower. And on that lotus flower, Brahma is born. So he realized that his birth, how he was born. And he is in that mood now, that he is understanding that Krishna is the source of even Narayan. Lord Narayan is just an expansion, plenary expansion. And he understands, he understood that he is real, Narayan is real, not a product of your illusory maya. Because sometimes it may happen that these universes we consider to be material, material elements have created universe, and everything within the material universes also we may think that it is made up of matter, something which we can see, product of material energy. But he realized, Brahmaji is realizing that although it may appear that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is within the universe, he is lying on the Garbhodak ocean, he is floating on the Garbhodak ocean, he is not material energy, he is not a product of material energy, he is completely spiritual. That also he realized. And of course, all that realization comes from the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord is ultimately, he is revealing himself to Brahmaji. That when he first expanded, Lord Krishna expanded as his friends, Brahma was seeing them as ordinary cowherd boys and cows. But then when Lord Krishna transformed them into Narayan forms, he could see that also, that oh, these are Narayan forms, these are Krishna, he changed that form suddenly. All the cowherd boys and cows, they suddenly became 400 Narayanas, so many. So he could even realize that they are all Narayan forms. And then now he is realizing that the source of all these Narayana forms is also, is the Supreme Lord Himself, Lord Krishna Himself. He is the source. That realization also Krishna gave to him. So gradually Krishna is revealing His own nature. So here we can see that how this is so significant, that how first for one moment he was bewildered, and when he is surrendering, is gradually surrendering to the Supreme Lord, things are becoming more clear to him. He is realizing his own position, the position of the Supreme Lord. So from another perspective, that one moment was very, very insignificant. And after that was over, again he realized his position. Similarly, we can see that we are all living entities. We are spirit souls who are there in the spiritual world. And how we came in this mortal world is one moment of inattention, or we thought of stealing Krishna's position in another way. That how Krishna enjoys in the spiritual world. And for one moment that thought came in the mind of conditioned living entity. Not conditioned, that time it was eternally liberated, but suddenly one thought came, because Krishna doesn't interfere with the free will of every living entity, every soul. And that one moment, one thought of taking Krishna's position. And then what happened? That Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarabhutani Samuhaj Sarge Yanti Param Tapa. That one moment he Ichha Dvesha, he developed that desire and hatred, envy towards the Lord. Just for one moment from that point of view. Of course, in the spiritual world, time doesn't act like how time acts in this material world. Or it is said that time is conspicuous by its absence. So how that happened actually? That is very, very inconceivable. And when we go back, then we'll realize that, oh, it was just a one moment. We fail in this mortal world. It was just a one moment. Because eternity, compared to millions of years, that is insignificant. Eternity is, we cannot compare also. Whatever millions of years or lifetimes, it's very, very insignificant from that, because material and spiritual cannot be compared. Material time calculation and spiritual eternal existence cannot be compared. So therefore, when that living entity desired to act like Krishna or to behave like Krishna or to take the position of Krishna, that time he was immediately put into this material world. His consciousness was completely covered. Avarnatmika Shakti, completely covered in this mode of ignorance. And then he is thrown into this material world. Prakshekatmika Shakti. And this existence is, this bewilderment of every living entity is going on. That this, at least for Brahma, it was immediately revealed. He immediately understood that he has made a mistake and now I have to surrender to the Lord and again go back to my original consciousness that I am the eternal servant of the Lord and Krishna is the Supreme Master. So as soon as one forgets, he is put into that kind of mode of ignorance. Some kind of energy, illusory energy of the Lord covers the living entity. And Srila Prabhupada at some time, some place, he gives example that how that if in the spiritual world everyone is so happy, maybe playing with Krishna or doing so many wonderful activities with Lord Krishna or even being the assisting such great eternal associates of the Lord in the mode of servant of servant, how one could come in this material world. So Prabhupada gives example, just like somebody is eating halwa, a very nice sweet preparation, and he sees that some other living entity is eating puff rice. And he desires that, let me enjoy or let me eat that puff rice. So similarly, in the spiritual world, everyone was there with Lord Krishna, enjoying wonderful feast in the spiritual world, being with Krishna. But just for that one moment, he thought that, let me taste this puff rice. And that's how living entity came in this material world. That's the story of every living entity in this material world. And what is the solution? Solution is to again remember Lord Krishna. Because as soon as we forget Lord Krishna, we are covered by ignorance. Krishna Surya Sam Hoy Maya Hoy Andhaka Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. It is explained that as soon as we forget Krishna, we are covered, andhaka, darkness. And as soon as we remember Krishna, Krishna is like the sun. Taha nahi maya radhika. So as soon as we remember Krishna, then everything will become clear. So sometimes even by knowledge also, sometimes knowledge is like the light. That how you when somebody starts cultivating the knowledge, then things starts becoming more clear. We starts knowing everything in toto, everything we come to know that what is the relationship of this person with another person, and everything we know that how to behave even in this material world. So that becomes clear when we get a perfect knowledge. And even in the transcendental knowledge, the spiritual knowledge also makes things more clear. And that's what the service of the spiritual master, he gives the transcendental knowledge. Therefore, the shloka which we recite, Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. that we are born in the mode of darkness, andhakar. And what spiritual master does? Jnananjana shalaka chakshur unmilitam. He opens our eyes. How we may think that our eyes are open, but still we can't see things as they are. Sometimes even while seeing things, we may think that I am seeing perfectly. Seeing is believing. Sometimes people claim that whatever I am seeing, I have to believe because it is happening in front of my eyes. But still, we do not see things clearly. Our vision is not perfect. We make mistakes. Because that is the fundamental flaw of every living entity. Senses are imperfect. Whatever we see is also not perfect. So therefore, we need a spiritual master, a guru, who reveals, who trains ourselves so that we see everything clearly. Then things will become, then we will realize. So therefore, here Brahmaji is offering prayers to the Lord, and he has realized that Lord Krishna is the original Narayan, or from whom all Narayana expansions, Vishnu expansions are coming. This is very clear. But even after reading this, people still have doubts that maybe Vishnu is the original personality. Because in this material world, we see that all the avatars, lila avatars, even Lord Krishna takes birth as one of the lila avatars. So even somebody may read these shlokas, verses, but still the supreme position of Lord Krishna will not be clear unless one has complete faith in the words of spiritual master and scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Because they have realized, spiritual master, previous acharyas, they have realized that Krishna is the source of everyone. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He is the cause of all causes. And this is the most confidential knowledge. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, that this is the most confidential knowledge, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all living entities, conditioned living entities. And to achieve the Supreme Lord or to go back to spiritual world, we need to serve the Supreme Lord in the mode of devotion. Even we may cultivate knowledge, we may know all the scriptures, but still one doesn't have the devotion in the heart of the Supreme Lord, then also one will not be able to go back home, back to Godhead. One will not be able to achieve Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And here Brahmaji has come to that realization. In fact, in the earlier cantos, in the second canto, when creation had taken place and he was instructing his own son Narada. Narad Muni is the son of Brahmaji. When he was instructing him, he told the position of Narayan. He told that Narayana Para Veda Deva Narayana Gaja Narayana Para Loka Narayana Paramakha. He explains that the ultimate purpose of cultivating knowledge or the Veda, or who has compiled all the Vedas, is Lord Narayan. And to achieve after studying the Vedas also is also Narayan. After studying all the Vedas, one should be able to come to that conclusion that ultimately Narayan, Lord Narayan, is the supreme. Not any other living entity or demigods. And even immediately then he explained Deva Narayana Gaja, that even the other demigods are also meant to serve Narayan. Narayana Paraloka, even all other planetary systems and everything, they are also coming from Narayan. Narayana Para Makha. If we perform any sacrifices, various sacrifices people like to perform, yajna and everything. So the purpose of all the sacrifices is also Narayan. That is the goal. Then he explains that Narayana Para Yogu, Narayana Param Tapa, Narayana Param Jnanam, Narayana Paragati. He explains that the purpose of meditation, one is performing all the yoga sanas, pranayama, and mystic yoga sometimes one may perform. The purpose of all that is also Narayan, to achieve Lord Narayana's lotus feet. Narayana Param Tapa. Somebody is performing austerities, some kind of tapasya, fasting on certain days or going to holy places and even not eating while going, and like that many different types of austerities one may perform. But what is the ultimate purpose of all those austerities? Is Narayana. Narayana Param Jnanam, that even if somebody may cultivate knowledge, that purpose is also Lord Narayana. Narayana Paragati, the ultimate salvation, is to go back to the abode of Lord Narayana. So that is the realization Brahmaji had earlier. When he was instructing his own son, Narad, he had understood that time that ultimately Narayan is the supreme. And who is that Narayan for Brahmaji? Is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from whose navel that lotus flower came, and he was born on that lotus flower. So it was quite clear to Brahmaji that Narayan is the source of almost everything in this material world. But now things are becoming more clear that he is realizing his connection with Supreme Lord Krishna. That even the source of Narayan is Lord Krishna, who appears to be a small cowherd boy playing on his flute, playing with his friends and herding the cows, and sometimes making jokes with his friends. So ordinarily one cannot understand that how such a small child can have such big power. But that realization will come when somebody develops the devotion towards the Supreme Lord. So therefore, these verses are recited, these prayers recited by Brahmaji are quite significant. That what is the right mood? What is the right mood in which we should pray to the Supreme Lord so that we attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord? And then, we'll be able to develop devotion within our heart. So this is very important, that how he is showing by his own example. Today also happens to be the disappearance of Sharanga Thakur. Just few minutes we will discuss about him. Sharanga Thakur, it is explained that he was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he did not want to have any disciples. Some other Lord was guiding from within that you should take at least one disciple. So he decided that, okay, let me initiate someone who I meet first next day morning. So next day morning, when he went to take bath in Ganga, Mother Ganges, that time he touched something, and he decided to give initiation to that, whoever that person was. In fact, it was a dead body, and he brought it out and chanted Hare Krishna in his ears, and suddenly that dead person came to life. That was the power of Sharanga Thakur. And as soon as he came to his life, the soul was revived. He was completely a liberated person, and he gave him the name Murari Chaitanya. And his parents, they came to know that he has again come back to life. But of course, he did not go back. He told that that was the previous birth I had. This is my new birth. I cannot go. And then he continued to serve. And it is explained that he was so fearless that sometimes he would slap tigers and would make them chant Hare Krishna. That was the power. Because he did not have any fear of death. He was already once died, but again he was revived by his spiritual master, and therefore he could was so fearless actually. And sometimes he would take a python and wrap around his body. So like that, he was very, very powerful. And it is explained that sometimes he would go under water, under Ganges, for 2-3 days and chant Hare Krishna there. He would sit under water and chant so that there would not be any disturbance. So we pray to such great souls that by serving them, by remembering them, we can achieve some devotion within our heart. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankirtan Roop ki jai.